Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that you're having a great and a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 14th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site for someone in need of a refuah, celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Parenthetically, late last night, my wife, Shani, pointed out to me that at least on yesterday's call, I had created a brand new time reference as I had referred to EDT as Eastern Daily Time as opposed to the correct terminology of Eastern Daylight Time. Well, my immediate response was twofold. First, I appreciate the fact that she's listening every day. And the second, and I responded to her last night, that she must be mistaken, as I'm sure that I got it correct on the call. Well, as opposed to other disagreements where it may be he said, she said, here we were actually able to go back to the recording from yesterday's call on ou.org/call archive. And in fact, she was right and thus maintained and continued the streak of our lifetime disagreements being her right, me right zero times and her unbeaten streak of infinity of always being incorrect. Shani, sorry if I just embarrassed you. Okay, I would like to share that starting today, we will be slightly modifying the format of the call. While we are aware that we continue to attract new callers, for the most part, those of you who have been joining us since the beginning continue to do so, and we are very grateful for this. We recognize that your time is precious, and therefore, I no longer feel that it is necessary anymore at this point for me to daily go through the whole introduction. I think we know the drill. So with that, on behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi David Kaplan, Mor D'Astra of Congregation Oaf Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kaplan reciting three perukim, three paragraphs of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, Kuf Lamed, that's 20, 27, and 130. The Tehillim will be led by Rabbi Kaplan, and we will say it together with him in unison. Following the Tehillim, Rabbi Kaplan will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim and conclude with Achinu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call, as well as an additional thought that I would like to share with you. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I want to, on behalf of all of us, give you tremendous yashar koach for everything you are doing in this difficult time to be mechazek, to give us encouragement, hope during these difficult days of darkness. So thank you for everything that you are doing to organize these wonderful calls. I want to share with everyone today words of nechama, words of comfort in these days of isolation. And I want to focus my talk with you today on the magical book of Ruth, Megillas Rus. In a few short weeks on Shavuos, from the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Weeks, we're going to be reading the book of Ruth. And the part of the story that I'm going to focus my words on with you today actually occur during this Omer period, from the barley to the wheat harvest season in Israel. Ruth is the most isolated individual, perhaps, in human history. Coming from the marginalized and vilified nation of Moab, giving up her rights to be a princess among her people, Ruth accompanies Naomi on this magical journey to Israel and to Judaism. But when she arrives in Beit Lechem Yehuda, in Bethlehem and Judah, the area of Israel, she is faced with unprecedented xenophobia on behalf of the Jews living there. She's from a vilified and a marginalized people. She can't even communicate with anyone. The language is foreign to her, alien to her. And even if Ruth could, communicate. No one would talk with her. She's a Moabitess. And yet, she rises above this. And in an amazing scene, she comes to the chief rabbi, head Dayan, head judge of all of Israel, Boaz, and offers him her hand in marriage. Chazal, rabbis explain that on the last night of the harvest, Boaz is down at the granary. Ruth gets all farpitzed. Ruth gets dressed up, beautiful dress, makeup, the whole nine yards. She goes down to the granary, takes off the shoes of Boaz in the darkness, and offers herself and her hand in levirate marriage. Yivam. Boaz, unfortunately, as desirous as he is at that moment to marry Ruth, he realizes by Torah law he cannot. For there's someone who has precedence in the pecking order, Tov, who is closely related to the dead husband, more so than Boaz. And because of this, Boaz has to say no. And he realizes that in the moment that Ruth has exposed herself, has made herself vulnerable to him in almost an unprecedented fashion, he can't just tell her to go away. And so, amazingly, he says the following to her. Lini halayla. Stay here with me tonight. I can't marry you now, but the morning will change everything. Stay with me here. And in the morning, you will be redeemed. There will be a geula. I promise you. The Zohar, the magical work of mysticism, the Book of Brightness by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, sees this interplay between Boaz and Ruth, between Ruth and Boaz, as a metaphor for an interplay between God and Israel. And just to paraphrase, listen to the words of the Zohar. Hashem, God, tells Israel. This is Boaz speaking, of course, on a local level to Ruth, but on a universal level for us. God is talking to each and every one of us. And Hashem says, I know that you are mired in a dark and foreboding world. You have experienced so many failures, and you don't know if you're ever going to make your way out. But lini halaylo, stay with me tonight. The night will not last that long. You'll live through it. And in the boker, in the morning, when the time for dawn has arrived, if it turns out that your good is enough to earn your geula, your redemption, then you will have achieved redemption on your own. But if not, I swear to you, God says, that I will redeem you anyway. This was the haftacha, the promise that Boaz gave to Ruth as they lay together in the darkness until the rise of dawn. We too are like Ruth. We're mired in an unprecedented world, and our sense of isolation is very real. But Hashem says, there is a dawn still to come for you, and I promise you, the geula, the ultimate redemption, will be at hand. And it should be that as these weeks play out towards Shavuot, the promise that God made to the Jewish people in the book of Ruth should be realized b'mhera b'yameinu in our own lives. We're now going to recite some Tehillim, the first perek, the first chapter of Tehillim that we're going to say is Perek Chof, the 20th Psalm.
L'menatzeyach mizmor l'David Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzarah Yisagev Hoshem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeko Yizkor Kol Minchosecho Violasecho Yidashenesello Yiten Lecha Filubavecho Vecholatzasecho Yimalei Neranena Bishuasecho Uveshem Eloheinu Nigo Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecho Ata Yadati Ki Oshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneinu Mishmei Kadsho Bigvuros Yesha Yemino Eilev Arechev Eilev Asusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Heima Karu V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Chapter 27, Perichos Zion of Tehillim of Psalms. Le David Adonai Ori Vishi Mimi Ira Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Yachad Mikrov Alai Mireim Lecholis Bisari Sarai Vai Vali Heima kashlu v'nafalu, im tachana alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, bezos ani voteyach, acha shovalti mi'es Adonai, osa abakesh, shivti beves Adonai, kol yemei chayai, lachzos v'nom Adonai, ulevak erba hechalo, Kis beneni b'suka v'yom ra'a yastireni b'seser olo v'tzur yerom emeni v'yata yorum roshi aloi v'ay seviv osai v'ez v'cha v'yalo zichay sruva asher v'azamra l'Adonai Shema Adonai koli ekra v'choneni v'aneni l'cha amar libi v'akshufanai Espanecho Adonai avakesh. Al tatster panech mimeni. Al tat bi af avdecho. Ezrasi ayiso. Al tisheni v'al tazveni. Elohei yishi. Ki avivi mi azavuni. Vadonai yasveni. Oreni Adonai darkecho. Unechayni v'yogvach mishor leman shorirai al titneini v'nefesh tzarai ki kamu vi adei shedei sheker v'yapeyach hamas lulei emanti liros petuv Adonai b'eretz chayim kaveh el Adonai chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kaveh el Adonai. The next psalm is Perek Kuflamet Tehillah 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Kerasicho Adonai Adonai Shima Bikoli Tieno was Nefakashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Imavanos Tishmaria Adonai Miyamod Gimacha Hasalicha Leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, velir varo halchalti, nafshi ladonai mishamrim laboker, shamrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hasesed varbeim ofedus, vehu yiftes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We will now make a Mishaberef for the Cholim. We will pause for all of us to add any Cholim, any individuals that in our sphere, in our lives, that need Refuah from Hashem. Mishaberech Abaseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron V'David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Esacholim. Bavur shanach mispalalim bavuram mischar zekarish baruch hu yimale rachimim alayem lachlim amra pasam lachzikam lachayosam vishlach lameira refu shlema min hashamayim lechol bayarehem ulechol gidehem b'soch sh'ar chol Yisrael refu asanefesh refu asaguf hashta ba'agala uvizman karihi v'nomar amen. And lastly, Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim etzara v'shivya, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם יוצא מצר לבחו, ומאפלה לא יראו משוב לגולה. השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaplan. I would like to share with you, our dear callers, an experience that I had yesterday while speaking on the phone with a colleague here at the OU. We were discussing developing various new programming for all of you, and at one point I referenced the Siyum HaShas, the celebration of the completion of the entire Talmud Bavli that the Aguda hosts every 7.5 years. While I didn't attend the program this past January, I was there at MetLife Stadium in August of 2012. The reason I attended was really twofold. It wasn't because I was completing the daf and making a siyum, and it wasn't to sit through hours and hours of speeches, although several of them were very meaningful. I attended out of respect and love for Torah, and all of those who were celebrating the Siyum. But more than anything else, I was there to daven Maariv, to pray the evening prayer. I was there to be together with nearly 100,000 Jews and have the opportunity to say in unison, to say together, Amen Yehei Shemei Rabba Mivarach Yolam Lomei Omaya. May his great name be blessed forever and for all of eternity. As I shared this experience last night on the phone with my colleague and said out loud those words of Amen Yehei Shemei Rabba Mivarach, I felt a chill go down my spine, goosebumps form on my arms, tears in my eyes, a lump in my throat, and an ache in my heart as I realized that it had now been nearly 2 months since I have uttered those precious words, affirmed those precious attributes to Hashem in the presence of a minyan. I share this with you because it's not easy these days. This is a really challenging situation that we are all going through on so many levels. And obviously the pain of people dying who are sick or amid financial struggles far suppresses the challenge of not being able to go to shul. I want to be clear about that. However, I am hopeful and I do believe that the day will come, and I hope and pray that it is soon, when we will be able to go back to our shuls, to our yeshivas, to our batei midrashim, and to jointly raise our voices together and praise our Creator. While I don't understand it, it is clear that right now Hashem wants us at home. He wants us calling out to Him independently, in solitude, on our own, to slow down our tefillot, to make it more personal, and prepare ourselves for a new and better normal when we will eventually return to our shuls. If it is okay, I'd like to share a suggestion with each of you, an idea that I've been trying to implement and do in my life. I recall years ago hearing Rabbi David Orlovsky in Jerusalem sharing that his approach to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur each year is very simple. He tasks himself each year to approach those special high holiday days hopefully a little bit of a better person than he was the year earlier. That's it. I have tried to adopt this each year, and instead of entering the high holidays with lofty and candidly unrealistic goals, I try each year to take one thing upon myself that I can change and improve in. The first year, I challenged myself to not take my phone out of my pocket while in shul davening. It wasn't easy, not the least bit. But now, years later, I wouldn't even think twice about doing it. Another year, I took it upon myself to stand still after I exit the restroom and to say Asher Yatzar in one spot while trying to focus on the meaning of the words. These quote-unquote little changes actually had big results on myself and my family. So perhaps a suggestion for all of us while we are homebound. Perhaps during these challenging times, we can each take something small upon ourselves, something to change in ourselves, something realistic, and try it for maybe 30 days and see how we feel about it afterwards. My hunch is that we're all going to feel better. And undoubtedly, Hashem is paying close attention esteemed efforts that we are making to improve our relationship with Him and in trying to better ourselves. With that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Uri Orlian of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Lawrence, New York. This concludes today's call. As always, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a meaningful, healthy, and safe day.